Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we pray that God would bless you as you listen to His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. That's 124 South Main in Forestdale. And we have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services, and I know you'll find a warm welcome from the folks at the Independence Baptist Church. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to consider Independence Baptist Church. That's 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. You can also check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. There you'll find much information about the things that we believe, the things that we preach and practice at the Independence Baptist Church. There's all kinds of sermon outlines and articles. There's audio files of preaching from the pulpit of Independence Baptist Church, and there's also these radio programs that's on that website. And so you're welcome to go to that www.independencebaptist.org and check us out and see what we believe. I'd like to ask you a question this morning. What do you believe? We read this in the book of Luke chapter 1 and verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. We find here in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 1 that Luke says, I am going to set in order a declaration of all of those things that we most surely believe. We find also in this verse that Luke is not the first one to do that. So we find that individuals need to establish in order a declaration of those things that they believe. So that's why I ask you the question this morning, what do you believe God wants you to know? Independence Baptist Church has a great desire to teach all of the Word of God, not just that people need to be saved. And I don't want to diminish that thought at all, because lost people need salvation before they get anything else. But after people are saved, there's many things in the Bible that they need to learn. I want you to listen this morning as I just give a short recapitulation of some of the things that's believed at the Independence Baptist Church. You see, first of all, Independence Baptist Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God. If we did not believe that, there would be no need to get anything else, would there? And believing that the Bible is the Word of God establishes the fact that all the other doctrines we believe come from the Word of God. I know there's churches today that do not even have a statement of faith. They do not have anything that they believe. I was on one church's website, and they actually said they didn't want a statement of faith. What they wanted was just to be the center of your society. Isn't that an amazing statement? You know, a church is supposed to be to worship God. And that's the very center of everything that we have, is to put God first, number one, and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So Independence Baptist Church, first of all, we believe that the Bible is God's Word. By the way, we also believe that the Bible is the King James Bible and not any other version. Not only do we believe the Bible is the Word of God, but from the Word of God, we understand that God is God. I get that from the Bible, not from just what I feel or what I think. But I understand from the Bible that God is the supreme king, ruler of this entire universe, and that His way is going to be done. I also find something else in the Bible, that is the fall of man into sin. I read this in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Do you believe that? Do you believe in the doctrine of total depravity? Because without God, there is no hope. Without God, there is nothing that we have in this world. And there's only hell awaiting those people. Not only do I believe from the Bible that men have fallen into sin, but I also believe from the Bible that there is a way of salvation. And that way of salvation is through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Because of total depravity, men can do no good. But because of Jesus Christ working in us, we can do good. It is Jesus that brings us unto salvation. It is Jesus that calls us unto salvation. I do not call myself, but God calls me by the preaching of the Word of God, by the preaching of His gospel, which men declare to be foolishness. I also understand from the Bible. You see, I'm telling you this over and over again because the Bible is the foundation of everything else. And if Satan can destroy the Bible, then he's destroyed all the doctrines that there are. But I also understand the doctrine of justification. That is, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that I stand before God holy, clean, and pure, without any sin at all. Actually, I stand before God, once I'm saved, I stand before God as if I had never sinned at all, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me completely from all of my sin. And I'm glad of that. I understand from the Bible that it is by grace through faith that I am saved. It is not by works of righteousness, which I do. Actually, the Bible states that all of my righteousnesses are as filthy rags, that there's nothing at all that I can do to save myself. There must be a work done in me from outside myself, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ, through His sanctification, and through His forgiveness of my sin. I also understand this from the Bible, that because I'm lost, I must repent. And this is a work that God does in me, giving me of His grace and giving me of His faith, that I might trust in Him and believe. Faith is when I believe what God said in His Bible. And if I don't have a Bible verse, I do not have faith. So I believe in all those things. But the Bible also teaches me something else, that I am saved forever. You see, the Bible states that I receive everlasting life. I mean, that's good. If I was having to keep myself saved, I could not do that any more than I could save myself. But I'm saved by the grace of God, and I'm also kept by the grace of God. I am saved because of the mercy of God looking upon me in my wretchedness, and I'm also kept by the mercy of God as He continues to look upon my sinful nature. So I'm glad that I'm saved eternally. I'm not saved until I sin. Now understand this. I have no right to sin. And when I do sin, I am chastened of the Lord, and that proves that I'm a child of God. That's what that all is about. So I know that I'm kept by the power of God. I also know this, that because of God's grace in me, I desire to do those things that God wants me to do. I know that that's so. Something else that I find from the Bible. I tell you, the Bible has just got everything in it that we need for now and forever. No wonder the devil is out to destroy the Bible. No wonder today that the devil is out bringing all these different false versions on the market that people could buy and get away from the King James. Because the devil knows that if he can destroy the foundation, which is God's Word, the Bible, the King James Bible, he knows that he can destroy all of the other doctrines that there are. But I know this from the Bible. I know how to serve God. I know to serve God in one of His New Testament Baptist churches. I'm not ashamed that I'm a Baptist. Now, I'm not exactly proud of every Baptist church, because there's a lot of Baptist churches that have fallen down. There's a lot of Baptist churches that are not standing for the truth of the Word of God, and that actually make a mockery of the Word of God. I'm not for that at all. But at Independence Baptist Church, we believe in the old-fashioned, old-time gospel preaching. We believe in the Bible. We believe in following the Word of God. We believe in finding out from the Word of God what we ought to do, what we ought to preach, what we ought to practice, how we ought to live. We believe in that from the Word of God. We believe in serving God in His church. We believe in scriptural baptism. We believe in immersion of saved believers in water, completely underwater, by the authority of a church, that is a Baptist church. We do not believe in what some folks call believer's baptism, but we believe in church baptism because that is what the Bible says. We believe in keeping the Lord's Supper. We believe that the Lord's Supper is not a sacrament. It is not something we do in order to be saved or to prove that we are. Jesus said that we ought to take the Lord's Supper in order to remember what He has done for us. We use unleavened bread because that is a perfect symbol of the perfect life and body of Jesus Christ. We use unleavened wine in the Lord's Supper. Wine, which is representing the pure blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which He shed for us on the cross of Calvary. And we take the Lord's Supper, not to prove who we are, but rather to remember what Christ did for us. That's what He said in His Bible, is it not? Because He said, as oft as you do this, do it in remembrance of Me. So that's why we do that. We find that all out from the Bible, because the Bible is our guide in this life. I'd ask you the question, what do you believe? Where do you get it from? Do you get your doctrines, do you get your way of life from and past education or from the colleges and universities? Or do you find out what you believe by just the school of hard knocks, by your experience? Listen, why don't you go to the Bible, the King James Bible, God's Word, and read it and get your beliefs from the Word of God? You can't go wrong doing that, because that's God's Word. And God is the Eternal One, and He will never, ever lead you wrong. And He'll always teach you the right way. From the Bible, I find out what Sunday is for. Do you know today that a lot of people just don't know what Sunday is for? They don't. In days gone by, Sunday was set aside as a day of rest. But today, it's just another day of commerce. Every store is open and people flock to the stores as if they don't have other 6 days in order to take care of their business. Isn't it amazing that in days gone by, Sunday was the day of worship? The whole day was a day of worship. But now, it's simply a day of commerce. But I find out from the Bible that I'm supposed to rest on the Sabbath day, rest on Sunday, that's our Sabbath, from all the things of this world, and just leave those things alone and concentrate on the things of God. I'm glad that I find that out from the Word of God. I find out from the Word of God also how I should treat government officials. Wow, is that in the Bible too? Sure is. Do you know God says I'm not supposed to make fun of government officials? The Bible tells me that I am supposed to reverence them. The Bible tells me I'm supposed to pray for them. The Bible doesn't say I'm necessarily supposed to agree with everything they do. But the Bible says I am supposed to reverence the position that they hold and not make fun of them. I am supposed to pray for them because God has placed them over me in this world, and I need to recognize that it's so. Something else that I found out from the Bible, and that is that this life is going to end. Did you know that? Did you know that one of these days you and I will die? That is, if the Lord doesn't come back first in the rapture. Did you know that we are going to pass from this world? Did you know that the Bible tells me what hell is like? Did you know that the Bible tells me what heaven is like, as much as I can understand it? The Bible talks about the rich man and Lazarus. And the rich man died and went to hell, where he was tormented in the flames of that place. Lazarus died and went to heaven to be with the Lord. The Bible tells me what this is going to be like. The Bible in the book of Revelation tells me what the new heaven and the new earth will be like, as much as I can understand it. And so I'm glad for that. Listen, the Bible also tells me about Satan. The Bible tells me he's the arch enemy of God, and how I don't need to listen to him. The Bible tells me how I should treat my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm asking you this, what do you believe? Do you get your beliefs from the Word of God? I invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We meet this morning at 10 o'clock at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We invite you to come and see for yourself the worship at Independence Baptist Church. In the meantime, we'll be praying for you, and we do invite you to listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, to another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.